Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We learn a lot about the side benefits that we get from doing mitzvot, as well as different segulot that we could do to get extra heavenly help. It is important to know that we don't fully understand how and when Hashem rewards. I once went over to a man whose daughter got married after waiting many, many years. I told him, I heard you did a machsom lefi, getting a lot of people not to speak Lashon Hara for 40 days, and on the 40th day you discovered the boy who eventually became your son-in-law. The man said, yes, that's true, but we have been doing things in the zechut of my daughter to get married for the last 10 years. How could we ignore all of those zechuyot, saying it was this that did it? It must have been everything combined, and this was the final zechut that brought about our salvation. It is wonderful to see when our efforts produce the benefits that we seek. But what happens when we don't see the blessings coming, and it appears that the mitzvot and segulot do not benefit us? A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned a chazal which says that a woman who is modest will merit to have children who are fit to become Kohanim Gedolim, just like the righteous woman Kimchit, who because of her exceptional modesty merited to have 7 children become Kohanim Gedolim. A woman sent an email in reply saying, many years ago, she fell into the category of a modest woman. She conformed to the halakha at the highest levels and beyond. She truly believed in the sigula and looked forward to the special children she would have. But as the years passed and her children grew, she became totally disillusioned with the concept of siniyut. One by one, her children started going off the derech. What became of the sigula, she thought? She felt deceived. Her heart was shattered. As she became embittered, she became disenchanted with siniyut and has dropped many aspects of it that she so lovingly adhered to once upon a time. What chizuk could we give this woman? Another woman said, she has been doing things to gain merits to get married for almost 20 years, but she's still not married. How do we deal with that? First of all, we must reiterate, we don't understand how Hashem rewards as well. Although it says the performance of a certain mitzvah opens up a pipeline for extra heavenly help in a certain area. If the person who did that mitzvah might have done other things that are blocking that heavenly help from coming, or the person might not have performed the mitzvah the way it should have been performed, we must never change from doing a mitzvah because we didn't get out of it what we expected. It is us who are deficient. The Torah and mitzvot are truth, whether we understand them or not. The Gemara says a great rabbi by the name of Elisha ben Avuya once saw a father telling his child to go climb a tree and do the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird and taking the eggs. The boy followed his father's instructions, but on the way back, he fell and died. After witnessing that, Elisha ben Avuya stopped believing in the Torah, because it says, for respecting parents, the reward is long life. For sending away the mother bird, the reward is long life. How could that boy have died after doing those 2 mitzvot? The Gemara says if he would have known the real explanation of the Torah's guarantee of long life, he would never have fallen. The reward for those mitzvot is long life in the world that is eternal, in Olam Haba. It is goodness there, not here. We should never veer from the Torah to the right or to the left, because one day Hashem himself will explain what everything meant, and we will see how every word was perfect. For now, we must trust. If a person has been let down, after performing certain mitzvot, and he feels betrayed because he thought his life was going to improve as a result. He has a very valuable opportunity at hand. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to go to Paro and take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. After he followed instructions, the work only got harder. And he asked Hashem, why wasn't the promise being fulfilled? In truth, the promise was being fulfilled. It had to become worse in order for them to be able to leave. But it didn't seem that way. Hashem told Moshe how much he missed the Avot because he promised them the land of Israel. He promised them so many times. He made promises to them that they could have questioned, but they never once did. They were all promised the land of Israel, but they didn't see it being fulfilled. They trusted that Hashem knew what he was doing, and it was them who didn't understand the promise fully. And that is what Hashem bragged to Moshe Rabbeinu about. For people to continue serving him, even though it didn't seem that the promises were being fulfilled. There will be times as well when we might feel that promises aren't being fulfilled. It is at those times that we could show our real emunah and continue serving Hashem no matter what, saying, I know this is truth. I'm going to do it anyway. One day, Hashem will explain. For now, we have to trust. Those who do this will receive immeasurable rewards in the future for their faith. Have a great day.